Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block, top hired hand for Cattle Facts. We're back with Randy here in just a moment.
Today we have Hugh Sandberg, Vice Chairman with the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef.
Thank you for having me today. When we talk about sustainability, it's about more than protecting your land. It's about the beef checkoff, supporting good practices, so your way of life stands the test of time. Good practices like the BQA certification. Colorado State University recently found that producers who listed their BQA certification in video auctions earned a premium on average of $16.80 per head sold. And recently we found that by continuing to improve how we take care of our land, our cattle, and overall operations, today's U.S. beef producers are producing the same amount of beef with one-third less cattle than they did four decades ago. It just goes to show, when we are good stewards of the land takes care of us.
Those are some incredible findings, Hugh. Thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Randy Block has been the Chief Executive Officer of the Cattle Facts Market Analysis Arm of the cattle industry since 2001. Been with Cattle Facts since the early 1980s, and he's seen a lot in this business as far as the markets are concerned. He believes that we have been transforming the market over the last several years, in fact, quite a few years, from a supply-driven market to a demand-driven market.
Well, what I really mean by that is we've got a differentiated marketplace. If you go back in here to the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, even into the 1980s and early 90s, there was not very much differentiated product. It was beef. And it was all beef. We didn't have all these different programs. We didn't have NHTC and natural and CAB and all the different programs that we all know, all these brands that we're so used to today. So consumers align with brands and they want certain attributes in their product, and I think the industry's been able to refashion itself that we can supply those different niches, which has been a wonderful thing for the industry. I think it's created opportunities for producers to do things where they don't have to compete in a commodity market day in and day out. They can differentiate products that fit this market demand, and I think it's been the best thing for our industry that I've seen in my career.
And Randy Block says one worry that's out there when it comes to this demand-driven market, adequate price discovery.
I mean, price discovery is adequate today, but with the way things are trending, I think we need to have it on a radar screen. As an industry, we need to make some decisions on how we want to discover price, or at least base prices going down the road. We do not need 100% of these cattle trading in the cash market. This is part of what I'm talking about, going from a supply-driven market to a demand-driven market. The reason that transformation is taking place is because we're selling cattle based on the grid, the value that the product is really worth. And on any given day, any given week, there's $400 to $500 a head variation in the real quality of the product on the animals that are going through any given packing plant. So we see that in price discovery every day on feeder cattle. There's a $15 to $20 range on an 8-weight steer across the country. There's a $40 to $50 range in the value of a 550-pound steer calf on a weekly basis, depending on how those animals are raised, how they were treated, were they vaccinated, have they been castrated, all those different things. So, I mean, there is a great deal of differentiation taking place out there, and we need our markets to continue to do that going forward.
You know, we obviously had the Fig Cattle Exchange that was launched a couple of years ago. There was a lot of promise there, but it seems like they just haven't been able to attract enough cattle to get a real footprint into the market.
Well, they're there, though, and I don't think that it's going to go away. I think it's a help. It's a tool for the industry. You know, we've got a lot of data out here that I think we can use to help bolster our price discovery process. So you look out here today, I think 20% of the cattle trading in the cash market is adequate. I think it's adequate. What we have to be worried about is if we start shrinking and we're getting down to where there's 10%. That's probably getting a little bit thin.
Right.
CEO Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills annual bull sale Saturday, March 14th at the ranch. 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyote Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. There's a 5% volume discount for five or more bulls. For more information or a sale catalog, go to www.hallchr.com or call 580-597-3006. That's 580-597-3006.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.